and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The House passes a debt limit bill designed to avert a default. It was crafted by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
CBS's Skylar Henry.
Some conservative House Republicans and progressive Democrats lashed out against the compromise. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached last week.
The fact is, at best, we have a two-year spending freeze that's full of loopholes and gimmicks that would allow for increased funding for the federal bureaucracy.
Every concession in this bill, every demand that Republicans made in this bill hurts somebody and hurts the most vulnerable in our country.
A former limo company manager is sentenced for a 2018 upstate New York crash that killed 20 people. CBS's Matt Piper.
Naaman Hussein learns his fate from a judge.
With a maximum of 15 years and a minimum of 5 years.
The 33-year-old former limo company manager was convicted of manslaughter for intentionally failing to properly maintain the SUV-style stretch limo. The Ford Excursion's brakes gave out going downhill, leading to the deaths of everyone on board, along with two bystanders.
The Allen Premium Outlets in Texas has reopened almost a month after a gunman killed 8 people and injured 7 others. In addition to increased security, comfort dogs and their handlers were on site. The government agency that oversees medical coding sets a hearing date for tomorrow after CBS News reported on how much a medical coding change could limit reconstruction options for women who've lost a breast to cancer and want to avoid implants. CBS's Anna Werner with more on the deep flap procedure billing.
Essentially, what happened here is you had this procedure being moved from a higher paying code to a lower paying code, and the lower pay is such that many surgeons were saying they could no longer afford to perform this surgery for the amount of money an insurance company would pay.
Country music legend Dolly Parton adds 3 more Guinness World Records to her list of accomplishments. CBS's Nora O'Donnell explains.
Her 65 albums are the most ever released by a female country artist. She now has the longest span of number one hit albums at more than 43 years and counting, and the most top 10 entries on the country albums chart.
A teenage sex trafficking victim who fatally stabbed the man she accused of abusing her has been resentenced to probation, with prosecutors agreeing with the decision. Piper Lewis acknowledged she violated the terms of her agreement when she cut her wristband and walked out of a women's center without permission, but she now says she has a strong support system. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Refresh your home for the summer for less when you buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And prep meals for the whole family on the new Blackstone 28-inch flat top grill. Just $298 for a limited time only. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O'Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pan, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the multipurpose room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 61. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 74.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I think it indicates indicative.
Is that the word you were looking
that
for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bright.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bright does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bright with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
So it's not a revelatory thing to say that, what?
Nothing.
What?
I like that you started with a big word.
Yeah. And I knew how to pronounce it.
I know. Shut your mouth and move on. Whatever. I will destroy you.
That Wisconsinites are divided over politics. But how much are those political divides affecting our relationships and our well-being? And what can we do about it? Those are some of the questions that UW-Madison's Center for Communication and Civic Renewal are trying to answer. And returning to tell us about a survey they did is Michael Wagner, professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison, where he directs the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
It's great to be here. Good to see you.
So, remind us what the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal is.
Our center, which it was kind of started thanks to funding from the Knight Foundation, seeks to try to understand why Wisconsin is like this, basically. So, in other words,
why are we the way that we are?
Right. We want to be revelatory and indicative about what it is that got us here. In other words, how does the way that Wisconsinites engage in their information environment, so the news they get, the people they talk to, their behaviors on social media, how do those things interact to affect what people believe to be true, what they want politically, and then what they do in terms of their participation and their voting behaviors? And so we really try to understand those things so we can shed light on the state of the state of democracy in Wisconsin and paths forward to try to make the state a better place to be.
Seems admirable. And important.
Absolutely, and difficult.
And so last fall, you guys did a statewide survey to kind of look at where we're all are with political conflict. And this is not new. I mean, I think there's been a lot of trying to uncover this for a while. But as far as recently, this is as recent as last fall. And so, like, before we get into what you guys found, how do you structure a survey like that? Like, how do you pick the cross sections and the demographics, and then also like opting in versus people who would never take a survey. Like, what does it go like? What goes into trying to get a comprehensive survey like this accomplished?
That's a great question, and it's harder and harder to get people to want to do these surveys, right? Because there's so many of them, and So many of them are political and done by politicians, where the questions are something like, if I told you that your opponent tried to push a child in front of a bus, would you be more likely to vote for them or less likely to vote for them? You know, so we don't do that sort of stuff, right? So what we do is we work with reputable survey firms that score really high on low bias. In other words, which is to say, the surveys they conduct end up performing really well when you compare them to, say, election results and things like that. So we work with firms that do that kind of work, and we say, okay, where are the large metro areas in the state? We want to make sure, of course, we cover those. Where are mid-sized cities? We want to make sure we cover those. What about rural areas? We want to make sure we cover those. And so we kind of divide the state up into a bunch of different little areas, and then we seek to interview as many people from each of those areas as we can, so that we're not just getting people from Milwaukee or just from Madison, but also from rural parts of the state, suburban parts of the state, and everything in between. And so most surveys in the state are about 500 to 800 people, and we surveyed 3,031. So we did that so that we would have way more people in rural and suburban areas than you typically get in a survey. And then to see how Wisconsin compares to the nation, we did a random sample of 2,900 U.S. residents so that we could compare Wisconsin to the rest of the country. And so we did a survey right before the 2022 elections. And then we contacted as many of those people, both from Wisconsin and nationally, as we could in March, and asked them the same questions again to see how the stability of that looks over time.
All right. Well, then with that, let's talk about what you guys found. And so as far as let's start with the bad so we can end with maybe the good, as far as sure. What were some of the more grim aspects of what you found with the survey?
So one thing that really surprised us, because Wisconsin is such a participatory state, like we're always in the top two or three for voter turnout, and we're always a high participating state generally in terms of other kinds of civic engagement, whether that's politics or church or schools or whatever, we found that a quarter of Wisconsinites say that they avoid participating in politics because they're afraid they like of what might happen to them while they're out participating. And that's especially higher among Black Wisconsinites and those who are members of religious minorities. And so there are people who say, like, I'd love to knock on doors, or I'd love to go to a protest, but I'm afraid that I might get shot or hurt or something else. And so they don't do it. And so there's some people who just don't. I think that's probably maybe the grimmest finding of the survey. Another one that I think is a more general measure of how things are in the state is that 60% of Wisconsinites have stopped talking about politics with someone with whom they disagree. Right. So they'll still talk about the Packers or the weather or, you know, Memorial Day boating and brat eating, but they won't talk politics anymore. That's double what it was in 2012. And one in six of us have just outright ended a friendship or ended a familial relationship over political disagreement. That's higher for Democrats than Republicans in the state. And so we don't, you know, people end relationships for different kinds of reasons. Right. Sometimes it's because they don't want to hear what the other side has to say. And that's not very healthy for a democracy. Other people end relationships because the person they're ending the relationship with makes them feel unsafe or is communicating to them in a way that makes them feel that their identity isn't valid or doesn't deserve the same rights as other folks. And so it's hard to know exactly why people are ending relationships. But if you're in a line at a grocery store and you're sixth in line, one of the people in front of you or you has ended a friendship or family relationship in Wisconsin over political disagreements, which is, I think, pretty striking.
That is striking. And we're talking to Michael Wagner, who is a professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison and also one of the directors at the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal, about a survey they've done across Wisconsin trying to look at our political divides and how it's affecting people's relationships and well-being. And so in the two that you just said, as far as 60% saying that they just won't talk politics anymore, isn't there an argument to be made that that's better than just ending the relationship? Like, if you can choose, because I was trying to think about this as I was reading the results of, like, the people that are, especially people who are more like acquaintances, where we have the similar social groups, where there's just certain people where I know I know, I see what they post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They see what I post on Facebook, but we're in the same social circle. And when we're together, and honestly, when we're together, I always have lovely conversations with them and we just don't talk politics. And so is that a bad thing?
I don't know that it's, wholly a good thing or wholly a bad thing. I think, generally, if we can maintain relationships with people who are different than us, that's probably more good than bad, right? It helps us see life from their point of view. It helps us find places where we can come together and agree on things. And if there are places where we can get along, it just makes it harder to demonize those other folks, right? So if I don't want to talk politics with you because we disagree about an issue that's really important to me, but our kids can play together or we can sit next to each other at a, neighborhood concert or something, that's good for keeping the civic fabric healthy. But if we absolutely cut folks out, especially just because we don't want to hear what they have to say, that makes it a lot easier to buy into the demonization of the other side. It makes it a lot easier to think that their views aren't legitimately held, that or they're just a bunch of rubes who are being lied to and persuaded by people who have, nefarious intent. Mm-hmm. And some of that sometimes is true, but other times it's just people value different things than other people do. Individuals vary, right? And so we need that kind of variance to both maintain stability and have innovation in any society. But when we completely break down and aren't willing to talk to others, it's more problematic than not.
And how much, I don't know how much this was vetted out in the survey, but even through your own experience, are we just not very, a lot of us just aren't equipped to have difficult conversations, like how to navigate things when we do disagree and to have that be okay instead of it escalating to a fight or have it be such a personal affront to our like core belief system. And like, if we disagree on this, like I can't be friends with you because we have different values, or like, I don't know how to like engage in this conversation without having a bunch of emotions rise up. Like, did that come up in any of the surveys?
That's come up in other kinds of data we gather where we do these longer in-depth interviews one-on-one with people. We've done about 300 of these across the state. And there, what we really are learning are that people have really complicated reasons for some of the views that they hold. And other times the views that they hold, maybe aren't so strongly held. And like you ask somebody a question in a survey and you say, well, gosh, I guess I don't want to sound stupid. I'll answer this question. But, if you ask me how much I care about this issue, I'm going to say not much. Right. Mm. And so sometimes, the answers we give in surveys are driven by just what's at the top of our head at the time. And other times they're driven by these deep-seated ideas about what's really important to us. Right. And so one thing that we've learned is say for an issue like abortion in Wisconsin, where about a quarter of Democrats say that was the most important thing to them in the last election. And you ask them, why do you hold the views they have? They can tell you why. And if you ask them about their position about another political issue, they might tell you a position, but they have way less to say about why they hold it, right? So people vary in how deeply dedicated they are to issue positions, and they vary in how the roots of their preferences are planted, right? Sometimes it's like the most important thing to me is individual freedom, or the most important thing to me is equality. And not all issues are about those things. And so sometimes we hold issues close and sometimes we don't. And so I think it's easy to think we're all polarized about everything all the time, but that's just not the way it is. We tend to hold a few issues tight to our chest, and the rest of them tend to be more transient.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the hopeful things, the good things that you found in the survey, because it was not all grim. And so our guest is Mike Wagner, who is a professor of journalism and mass communications and also a director at the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Figure out what it's all about.
What it's all about.
Because we're one and the same. Same joy, same pain. And I hope that you're there when I need you. Because maybe we need amnesia. And I don't want to sound like a preacher, but we need to be one. One world, one love, one passion, one tribe, one understanding. Cause you.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Granger. Byron Bistro's culinary program hopes to shape high school students into the next generation of chefs and restaurant staff. Senior Braden Gunter says it's paying off.
I'd much rather go out and buy some groceries and cook myself some food than, just rely on DoorDash every day.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. He is Greg Bach. And we're talking to Mike Wagner from the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal about a survey they did both last fall, but then again this March, and some of the bad grim findings, and then the more hopeful findings as far as where Wisconsinites are in our political divides and how it's affecting our lives. And so as far as the more hopeful things, Mike, that you guys found, what can we be positive about?
I think there's a few different things. So one is that despite the attention from the former president and some of our state lawmakers and some of the tax money we had to spend about who won the last election, 80% of Wisconsinites are very confident that their votes are counted, that other people's votes are counted, that the election was properly conducted. This is true for Republicans. This is true for Democrats. This is true for independents. This is true for in-person voting, mail-in voting, absentee ballots, no matter how people voted or even asking people about how others voted. Majorities of Wisconsinites across the party divide say we do our elections well. And that attitude amongst our fellow citizens squares with the evidence. And so people have accurate views about that. Another thing is that despite the many disagreements we have over a wide variety of issues, it's over 3-1 that Wisconsinites favor compromise in the legislature over lawmakers sticking to their ideological principles, even if nothing gets done. So imagine Wisconsinites want compromise. Now, it's easy to say in a survey, gee, I want my lawmakers to compromise. And when we start to push and say, well, what about compromising on the thing that you care about the most? Then, you know, people are a little bit less supportive of it. But even then, people favor compromise more than they favor staying stuck in the mud. Like, they recognize, look, there are two parties. They disagree about a wide variety of things. The middle is not always the appropriate place to meet when there's a disagreement, but trying to find a compromise is preferable in the minds of Wisconsinites to not. I'd also say another good positive thing that came out of the survey is that Wisconsinites favor, you know, mechanisms to make our government more representatives. And so there are large majorities of Wisconsinites, and again, this includes Republicans and Democrats, who support nonpartisan redistricting. And even when we made Republicans aware, hey, this would make it likely that there would be fewer Republican lawmakers in the state assembly and the state Senate if we had nonpartisan redistricting as compared to the current system, even then, they said, well, but this is what's fair. And so there are majorities across the aisle that favor a nonpartisan redistricting as well. So there are places to look, both from the policy perspective, from the how we run our elections perspective, and from the process of governing perspective that should give us some hope.
That makes me really happy, Mike. just the fact that Wisconsinites want it to be fair.
Yeah.
We don't like cheaters. It just reinforces my faith in my fellow cheesers.
Fairness is a big value in Wisconsin. I think that's something that kind of shines through our surveys. And I guess one other positive thing, we started talking about how, you know, 6 in 10 of us stopped talking politics with folks, and 1 in 6 of us just end a friendship or family relationship. About 15% of us have tried to restart a conversation. So even if we do cut people out, it may not be forever. People are willing to try to give folks a second chance and rekindle relationships after some time has passed. Usually election season is a pretty hot and heavy time for people to have disagreements about politics. And once those are over, even though politicians live in an era of perpetual campaigning, the citizens don't. And so people sometimes find their way back to each other when politics is less salient.
And so what now what does the center do? What do we do with this information?
Well, we want to use this information first to look at how things compare over time. Are things getting better, staying the same, or getting worse? We want to use this information to help lawmakers think about policy changes that might be necessary. So one thing we found in our work is that Black and Hispanic Wisconsinites, Black Wisconsinites have longer commutes to the polls. Hispanic Wisconsinites wait in line longer to vote. And so these are things lawmakers could do something about. And so we want to hopefully have some of our surveys help make things more democratic with a small D in the state. And then the next thing we're doing is we're trying to understand the roots of some of these attitudes. And so the next report that we'll release in June talks a bit about how our information use is associated with these attitudes. And what basically the spoiler alert is that those among us who are only choosing to consume news and only choosing to talk to people who are like us politically have far more extreme views across a wide range of issues than those who get information from more mainstream and diverse sources.
That's interesting, because it was as recent as last week we were talking about, is there a market for unbiased news anymore in the way that CNN and some organizations are trying to be unbiased? But it's like, is there actually people who want that? And are you saying that there are people who are still getting that, or is it
there are people who prefer to hear what both major parties' leaders have to say about things, and who prefer to hear that in a way that's not our side is right and the other side is not just wrong, but dangerous, evil, must be stopped at all costs. There's a real market for that kind of news. The question about bias, of course, is you know, biased as compared to what?
Yeah.
Right. You know, everything has a bias, right? So is it biased to say the Green Bay Packers have won a bunch of Super Bowls and the Minnesota Vikings have won 0? That's true, right? Is that biased? I'm from Minnesota, and so if you're a Vikings fan, you might say, well, gosh, why are we harping on Super Bowls, right? That's biased. But just telling you who won and who lost is not biased. But in politics, sometimes people even interpret stories about public opinion polls as biased. Oh, it shows that my candidate's losing. This news organization is biased. And so it's hard to know what the pure ideal is, and it's hard to know how to compare whether both sides are both being honest when they're expressing their views. That makes it tough.
Absolutely. All right. Well, when that survey drops, we'll have to have you back maybe next month or July. But Mike Wagner, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure.
All right. Have a great day. All right. When we come back, State Senator Keller Royce will be here. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's peregrine falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 61. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime high is approaching 89. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 74.
Have you started going gray yet because of the Joint Finance Committee?
Well, I feel like it started going gray during Act 10.
Fair.
And then having three kids, and now there's like nothing left. I'm just like a shell of a person.
Well, on that note, I guess, how's it been going since we last spoke to you? As far as, I think the last time you were on, the public hearings had completed and yes. the conversations were starting as far as what was going to be in the legislature's budget, aka mm-hmm. the GOP budget. And we've seen 500 different things that were in Governor Evers' budget not make it. We saw paid leave is not even going to be studied.
Yeah.
What are some highlights right now as far as some things that still could be in there that should be celebrated, or at least we should look forward to?
Well, the legislature, the good thing is the Finance Committee has really not debated a lot of the big contentious areas. Areas that I think are really, really critically important for Wisconsin. So I'm thinking about like public K-12 funding, mm-hmm. right? We have not done the Department of Public Instruction yet. We have not done K-12 funding. We haven't done the University of Wisconsin yet. We haven't done childcare counts, which is the critically important childcare funding that will hopefully keep open our childcare industry. So these are all things that the Republicans could decide to put money into. Remember, we have an almost $7 billion surplus, and the Republicans really haven't spent any of it yet. In fact, they've been cutting position authority from a lot of state agencies. Last week, they basically gave a green light to tax cheats by not appropriately funding the Department of Revenue to go after out-of-state corporations and wealthy people that don't pay their fair share into Wisconsin, even in many cases, people who agree that they owe this. Mm-hmm. So there have been just a lot of like missed opportunities where they have not provided funding or even provided an effective cut in funding, like for the Wisconsin Technical College system, which to me just seems crazy in a time when you have a workforce shortage and we are trying like the Dickens to keep young people in state. We should not be cutting our higher educational institutions that help workers upskill and help young people have a pathway into family supporting careers.
When did we develop so much affection for tax cheats?
I know.
It blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
I mean, don't we want the FIBs paying their fair share? Like, this is Wisconsin.
We're certainly paying them enough money in taxes when it comes to buying weed there.
Patriots fans, get their money. Otherwise, we're the ones shouldering the burden. It's unfortunate to see because, again, this is not a time when we have to be worried about cutting and pinching every penny. And all of those agents, had we hired those professional staff, it would have made hundreds of millions of dollars mm-hmm. for the state. At virtually no cost to state taxpayers, this would be money coming in from out of state. But unfortunately, I do not have all of the votes on joint finance. That's why Blakey and I don't make all the decisions.
In the past, the Republicans have given surplus money back out to the people in ways of like child tax credits and housing tax credits and whatnot, which just kind of, it's like, oh, cool, I got $13 back. Thank you very much. Are they
bad about not funding my schools? But
sure. Yeah, exactly. But here's your $13. Enjoy. Do you hear any rumblings of any sort of giveaway, like rebate thing from their end, saying we got to give back to the people directly, and it'll be through this way, whatever that way might be?
We haven't heard anything about a direct like rebate. But, you know, Republicans, they get kind of fixated on these crazy, reckless ideas, like bumper sticker economics, trickle down economics. That was something that just never worked. It's been thoroughly disproven. Mm-hmm. And we've got right now some legislators pushing this wacko idea of a flat tax, which, of course, is just functionally a massive giveaway to the wealthiest mm-hmm. people and the biggest corporations to essentially not pay their fair share. So, I mean, what concerns me is the idea that they're going to basically take this once in a lifetime surplus, and instead of investing it back into the public institutions that all of us rely on and need, and that have frankly been underfunded for decades, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals. And, you know, and then that's going to mean a huge hole in the budget for every biennium that follows.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh, I know some of those guys.
Yeah. I mean, I was just watching a video.
I do too. Yeah. Some of them are very nice.
I was just watching a video on the national level where a senator or a congressman was just basically holding this person's feet to the fire saying, the Trump tax credits did not work, right? They did not work. And they kept on trying to wiggle their way through, like, this does not work. And they finally go, You're right. Because well, they had no choice. And in those tax cuts, that trickle down economics in their lay.
Because even right. in Wisconsin, I did a story on this a couple years ago now, but it's still in place, is the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, which mm-hmm. is a huge windfall for some of our richest people in Wisconsin. And there is no job requirement tied to, like, the argument for it is these are the people who are creating jobs, but there is no requirement in order to receive that tax credit mm-hmm. to have created a single job.
Well, exactly. You see, Christy, you don't understand freedom. You see, freedom is getting that free money while having the freedom not to do anything. You're free from doing something right. while having the freedom to get free money. That's freedom, Christy.
And we have the freedom to pay their fair share for them.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Exactly. And so I had a whole diatribe on this last week as far as how I don't like being jealous of Minnesota. Like, it's not a good feeling of being jealous of Minnesota, but at least last week as they signed a, you know, revolutionary budget, right. I was a little jealous last week. And so how do you think there's any silver lining there as far as to our neighbors to the west, we can see what this kind of investment is going to do for the state and have that much more evidence to be like, see, we could be doing that. Look at what it's done for population, or look at what it's done for working age population, for families. Mm-hmm. Is that at least one positive out of the discrepancy between our two states?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have enough evidence to see that Minnesota's approach worked far more effectively than Wisconsin's over the last decade. And part of the reason that they had so much more money as a surplus in their budget.
$10 million, $10 billion more, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't reject billions in federal funds. And so when things like the ARPA money during COVID was distributed and, you know, for Medicaid, they've already expanded Medicaid, right? And so they're actually getting more money for a lower investment from their taxpayers. And so the advantage that they've built up over the last 10 years is only going to be magnified because now they're making amazing investments in Minnesotans. And you know, it's tough because my stepdaughters both went to college in Minnesota. They loved it. And it's like, I don't know if we're ever going to get them to come back to Wisconsin. One's off to Seattle and the other one's very happy in Minnesota. And it's hard to blame them.
Yeah.
When, you know, that state is really moving forward and Republicans wonder, like, why aren't young people voting for us? Why don't they support us? Well, it's because your policies are terrible for young people. You're spending all your time banning abortion and attacking birth control. And you're saying that, you know, gay teens and Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret, are the problem.
So, Senator, you just mentioned before that, just mentioned now that you have the evidence to show that the policies aren't working in our favor and working in their. When did you ever expect, this is a really quick question, when did you ever expect the GOP to look at evidence? I'm just asking.
I haven't really ever expected that, okay, cool. But I do think, I mean, you know, the Republican Party has just moved so far right. And I think there's a disconnect between actual people who vote Republican, who I think do value higher education. They would be thrilled if their kids went to a UW school, who want their public education to be well-funded. They want clean drinking water. And then the Republican politicians who come into this building and then just go absolutely crazy to the furthest extreme of their party. And they're like, yes, ban all abortions and birth control's next. You know, that's the disconnect that gerrymandering creates, right? Mm-hmm. It takes the, you know, everyday Wisconsinite out of the picture.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing, like, because I know that there's conversations as far as if we actually were to get fair maps, there's no guarantee that Democrats would get the majority in the absolutely state legislature, right? But it, like, you know, for me, it comes down to having people. What?
In a purple state. And nor should we have a stranglehold on power in a purple state.
Absolutely. No, but I think the thing for me is you, at least in having more fair districts, you have people who are more in touch. So even if you are a Republican, being more responsive, understand that being so isolated into your Republican conservative stronghold of this is how everybody thinks because this is the echo chamber I live in, mm-hmm. is right. This is what's creating just such a disconnect from very popular policies versus mm-hmm. who holds the majority. And it's not even just the party. It's the type of conservative that people in that party who are elected are right now. And so as far as things, at least it's not all doomsday. Like, what would you say some other kind of like, what's keeping you positive right now, Senator?
Well, you know, I think in the long run, Wisconsin does have a huge surplus, which is great. We have wonderful institutions that we could choose to fund. The governor has a mighty veto pen, and he could certainly choose to veto parts of the budget or all the budget if they don't make the investments that are necessary in K-12, in University of Wisconsin, in the things that are going to help help Wisconsin basically thrive. So.
Well, we have someone who wants to say hi to you on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Megs.
Hey, Kelda, it's Maggie Dawn. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the great University of Wisconsin system, you and I were indeed beneficiaries of that as we were able to go to Wisconsin Law School at an incredibly affordable price. Cheaper than almost any tier one public law school in the country. And that is part of what conservatives have been slowly whittling away. And that is the ability for middle-class people to access the most wonderfully engaged and forward-thinking, research-based institutional learning at a college and university and postgraduate level. And of course, I had to say thank you, Kelda, for everything that you're doing for Wisconsin. And hello, dear friend.
Hello. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
What that a is small the best, world.
That's the best thing that's happened all week.
Well, you know, Maggie's going to have a show. Her show's coming back on Civic Media, so you'll have opportunity to probably go on her shows as of next week.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yes, I will be in touch. We will have some fun on the radio.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you, Kristen, for letting me take a couple minutes of your time. Kelda, you be well. I'll be in touch.
You too, Maggie.
Thanks, Maggie. Thanks, Maggie. All right. Well, per usual, Senator Royce, this is so much fun to have you on, even though it's, you know, there's frustrations, there's gray hairs, but as Maggie just said, fighting the good fight and not backing down and making your voice heard as far as what so many people want, even though we're not getting it, but we march on. So we'll see you next time. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. What a small world.
Honestly, and the look on Kelda's face was just so priceless when she heard Maggie. It was
was funny because she was so skeptical of, like, why are you putting a caller on right now? We did not talk about taking live phone calls.
I feel like when Mags is around, Maggie, I don't feel like I've earned the right to call her Mags. Maggie is around. Every time she's walked in the room, people like light up, and I'm like, I want to be like
that for people.
I want people to be happy when I'm here.
I'm happy when you're here.
I'm always happy when you're here.
I know, but I'm over you too.
I want other people to be happy.
I want new people to be excited about that.
Well, so I read this. I almost wanted to save this for Am I the Sphincter, but do you know that we're doing this on Fridays now?
I thought, so this Birds for You is not happening?
No, that's happening too.
Okay, cool.
So this is the...
Am I the Sphincter?
Some of the new segments we have to look forward to, because as a reminder, as of Monday...
We're moving.
10 a.m. You're going to turn us on an hour earlier. Yeah.
Dirty.
10 to 12 as of Monday. We're very excited about that. But in trying to rethink different segments and what we can do, we've been doing... Reddit's Am I the... We call it the Sphincter because we can't, you know, FCC and all that.
ITA.
And so we've been doing that on Fridays. And we're going to keep this Birds for You. Well, we haven't actually launched this Birds for You yet.
I'm sorry.
But we can tease it. So this Bird's going to... You know, as we collect stories that we want to talk about on air, sometimes there's the stories where there's nothing really novel to say about them. And they're just... you know, provoking, and they're angry. They make us angry.
Tick us off.
So instead of, you know, again, FCC, we can't really say F you to these people that are making the headlines. So we're instead calling it This Bird's for You. And
it's a gift.
It's a roundup of the people who made us angry in the news this week. So that'll be, I think, on Thursdays. We're going to keep three headlines and a lie. Keep our headline quiz on Fridays. Gonna do some good news. We're gonna have more segments, recurring segments that people can look forward to.
I like it. I can't wait. And when's this all happening again?
And then we also have Greg's Roundup on Wednesdays.
I'm sticking around, folks.
He's still gonna be here.
Yep. You can't get rid of me.
You might be here even more.
I might be even
slight
here even more. Who
teaser.
Knows?
Who yes. Slight foreshadowing of what's to come potentially. But yeah, so that's happening on Monday. The change up for the whole civic media. I mean, some people are staying the same.
Yeah.
We have Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 8, and then Earl, 8 to 10, with a couple different local shows, and I don't have the entire lineup to go through each station.
Right.
But I know we're going to start running promos, and we're going to start posting things all over social media, so you know how to find your favorite shows, whether it's on air, on your radio, or on the Civic Media app, so you can switch back and forth between the different stations to always be able to find the show that you want and the hosts that you like any time of the day. But
or
yes.
the Wednesday co-host.
You or like the Wednesday co-host specifically.
That you really like.
But yeah, so that starts Monday. And we're very excited, which means we only have three more No Sour Haha Fun Time Power Hours, which is coming up after the break. But before we go to the break, I wanted to read you both this gem that I saw it posted on Twitter. I have no idea if this is someone who just posted this and it's actually their story or it was something that they heard. I don't care because it is very funny. And maybe I'll get your, if we have enough time after I'm done reading it, you can give him a rating. Who's the sphincter in this story?
Excellent.
All right, here we go. I know I shouldn't have done this, but I'm 83 years old and I was at the McDonald's drive-thru this morning and the young lady behind me leaned on her horn and started mouthing something because I was taking too long to place my order. So when I got to the first window, I paid for her order along with my own. The cashier must have told her what I'd done because as we moved up, she leaned out of her window and waved to me and mouthed, "Thank you." Obviously embarrassed that I had repaid her rudeness with kindness. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
When I got to the second window, I showed them both receipts and took her food too. Now she has to go back to the end of the queue and start all over again. Don't blow your horn at old folks. Oh, they've been around God. A long time.
Oh my God. That's... Oh, just
who's the sphincter? Greg Bach is standing up, standing ovation.
First of all, lay off your horn.
Don't honk at someone in a drive-through line. Where do you think you're going to go?
No, that's craziness. That's no, and older people, if they need anybody, if they need more time, give them some time. You're not. You'll be fine. You'll be waiting. What? 30, 40 seconds longer.
But also, you don't know if it's something that's happening inside. Yeah. Sometimes there's people who are like, I can't, like, hold on for a second. You know, fast food places that are understaffed. Like,
yes.
There's so many different things that could be going on that you honking your horn, what is that going to solve? It's like being in a traffic jam on the freeway and starting to honk. It's like, do you think any of us want to be here right now? Like, what are you doing?
Where are you going to go? There's nowhere to go.
Did you already press the button for the elevator? I'll do it too. We'll see.
Yeah, let me touch it again.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a little better.
I wish she was my grandmother. I've never heard that trick before. I wish she was my meemaw.
The reversal on that of I went to pay for her food.
And then I took it. And I was, you know what I would have done just to sweeten the deal? As I'm driving away, just throw it out the window and let her see that. Just what was that about? Oh, she threw your. Oh, that's the kind of petty you can just drizzle
Jane,
over
do
pancakes.
Do you have that kind of pettiness in you?
No.
Are you gonna steal this? This for your playbook?
I don't know what the woman who was honking is going to take away from this. Unfortunately.
So would you pay for? Would you stop and pay for the food just to make her feel bad?
Probably not.
I would tell you,
so you just ignore it?
I just ignore it.
I'll tell you this. If you told me this story and you're the honker, Kristen, and you told me this, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty funny.
If I was like complaining.
Yep.
And then this 83-year-old bag bought my food and then took it.
I'd be like, are you listening to yourself right now?
Do you think I never honk. Mike likes to honk, and I was like, "You're gonna get shot."
Or like when people like when you're at the stoplight and they honk like immediately when it goes green.
That's the worst.
Whoa! I wouldn't. So angry.
All right.
Hulk smash.
All right. When we come back, the No Sour Haha Fun Time Power Hour. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news.